Hey, hi, how you doing? Martin Zinder here again. Guess what? I got facts. I got facts from the Word of God. I got facts here that the Pharisees had a conscience. Yes, those evil, evil Pharisees. They actually had a little itty-bitty voice that told them what was right and what was wrong. You don't believe me, that's why we're going to John chapter 8, and we're in verse 1, or start with verse 2 if you want, I don't care. Early, he came to the sanctuary, he, capital H, Jesus, and the entire people came to him, and being seated, he taught them. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees are leading a woman who had been overtaken in adultery. Somebody overtook her. Let me overtake her. No, I will overtake her. The Pharisees are arguing who's going to find this woman. Obviously, they were looking for her. They stood this woman in his midst. They're saying to him, "Teacher, this woman has been overtaken and detected committing adultery." The official detection league went to find this woman, and there she stood in their midst. Now, they told him, "In the law of Moses, we're supposed to stone her." "You then, what are you saying?" Whoa, you see, they're trying to trip him up. They are trying to trip him up.
"My dog bites my sock."
"Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, but I can't bother with that now, okay? I'm on a rush. I gotta go. This music's making me crazy." "So what are you saying about this?" They said this to try him, that they may have something to accuse him of. Now, Jesus, stooping down, wrote something with a finger in the earth. I love this. I wish I would have been there. What did he write? I think I know what he wrote. "The Pharisees are stupid." That's just my guess. "The Pharisees are stupid." That's what I would have written, but I bet it was more spiritual than that. This is Jesus. Now, verse 6, Jesus, stooping down, wrote something. Already did that. Verse 7, now, as they are persisting, asking him, he unbends, stands up. That's a concordant word, literal, unbends. And he said to them, "Let the sinless one of you come cast the first stone." Ooh, that really got to him. Which one of us is sinless? Their consciences started to work. I swear to you, it happened right here. They started to think about it. There was some itty-bitty thing in there that said, which one of us hasn't sinned? Ooh, prick, prick, prick. The conscience started to prick. And stooping down again, he wrote again. He stoops back down while they're thinking about it. He writes something else. I bet I know what he was writing. "The Pharisees are thinking about it. They're thinking about it." The conscience is kicking in. This proves that they had it, because look what happened next. Now those hearing it came out one by one, beginning with the elders to the last. They left one by one. They threw the stones down. Boy, were they disappointed. "I thought we were going to have a stoning. Gosh darn it. I just remembered I sinned once. I guess I can't cast the first stone, because if I do, everybody will think I'm sinless, and they know that's a bunch of BS, because nobody here is sinless." So off they went. Jesus was left alone, and unbending again, Jesus said, "Woman, where are they? Does no one condemn you?" She said, "No, not one." And he said, "Neither am I condemning you. Go from now on, by no means any longer be sinning." Got to give credit to the Pharisees there for 1 second. We'll start condemning them later. I'm Martin Zinder.